times multiple, we, you know, $15 million, we could probably afford a $300 million renovation of the hospital.
Well, we actually do have that working into our renovation plans. You know, the financing off of this, this type of cash flow is basically feeding into our renovation plans for the financing that we're trying to assemble, you know, for the renovation, I think, of the hospital.
I guess the point of bringing that up is
just
that
the renovation of the hospital is, I think, about $115 million, the interior and the exterior of the hospital.
I think it's important because, it's not clear that we can wait on the state to fund any major renovation. And any tweaking of that, will end up with a capital program about 20 times the size of the tweak. So every $1 million gets us another $20 million. And that, it's easier to fight for $20 million than it is for $1
million. Actually, that's a great point. In fact, it's come up now in our discussions with Skip and Walter about how we handle the financing of this renovation. But especially since within the luck at all, that margin will grow over the next few years, giving you more ability. But then again, if you take this big Medicaid cut plus pensions, we'll be going the other way.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Are there any other questions? So now, now that we know that the state is not going to pay us, whatever they're going to pay us is less than they used to not pay us, I guess we have to turn to Sid Misek and figure out how he's going to get us enough money to survive. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sid.
Good afternoon, everybody. Well, as I shared with you the last time I met with the board, our Brilliant Futures campaign surpassed its overall goal of $2.25 billion 4 months ahead of schedule. And we are now concluding the campaign and putting the finishing touches on a few remaining gifts that still must be booked. So let me tell you where we are right now. Right now, the entire campaign total stands at $2.385 billion. The Urbana campus total is at $1.664 billion. And for our UIS campus, it eclipsed its $28 million goal and is now at $28.4 million. And UIC, as of yesterday, was at $647 million, just $3 million shy of its $650 million goal. However, we have some good news. And I'd now like to ask University Vice President and the Chancellor of the University of Illinois Chicago campus to share this good news with you.
Well, as you know, our team has been working very diligently, the deans, the faculty, development staff. We adopted Sid and his staff and President Hogan to close on target. And I am delighted to say to you this afternoon, yesterday at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, that we have achieved the goal, but we've also surpassed the goal. So we have obtained a major anonymous gift in support of the College of Medicine. This very significant and large gift will support our excellent students in the College of Medicine. They joined me this afternoon. And we are just thrilled that the stars were in alignment and we close with 650. We want to thank the board for your support, and we want to thank Sid Misek and his staff for the support and allowing me to call periodically to discuss the campaign.
Well, thanks, Paula, and as I always say, we're all in this together. And it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't have to take all the credit. And this has really been a team effort. And the next time I meet, I will report on the final totals, plus give you an idea about where things stand going forward. But anyway, all in all, this is a tremendous accomplishment, especially the way, as you know, the economy has evolved since we went public in 2007. And again, I want to sincerely thank all of our donors, of course. but also